And again, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Jimmy, stop everything and come over here. I want to kiss you.
You want to kiss me?
Renard, come right over here. I'm going to kiss you, too. Now line up all the boys in the orchestra with me. I'm going to kiss them, too. And what do you think, Jimmy? You see everybody in the studio audience right here? I'm going right downstairs here in the audience and kiss everybody.
Hey, Eddie, don't do a thing like that. What's the idea of getting off the stage? Why, Eddie, come back here. The man has suddenly gone crazy. Eddie, you kissed almost all the people here.
Oh, sure, that's not all, Jimmy. I want you to get the address of everybody listening in. I'm going to go from house to house and kiss the whole radio audience. Jimmy, I'm the happiest guy in the world.
Why?
I found last week's program.
Say, Eddie, that is great. Where did you find it?
Well, look, last week before the broadcast, I gave it to Parker Carcass and said to him, this is the best program we've ever had. Guard it with your life. Put it where no one in your family can get it. Someplace where nobody ever goes, not even you.
And where did he put it?
He put it in his bathtub.
And he forgot about it. Did you ball him out?
Well, how could I, Jimmy? When I went to get the script out of the bathtub, I noticed the stopper. You know the stopper in the bathtub?
Yes.
Had the word Texaco engraved on it.
Wait a minute. Texaco engraved on the stopper? What's the idea?
He figured that was one way of getting in a plug.
Well, now that you've found the program, let's get started on it.
Okay, Jimmy. We start the program from last week. Look.
Right.
The first thing we do is a scene from a new picture.
A scene from a picture?
Yeah. The scene opens and Jack Renard lies on the floor. Come here, Jack. Jack Renard lies on the floor. Then you and Parker Carcass and I, we jump on his back.
We all jump on his back? What's the name of the picture?
Three Men on a Horse. Oh, Jimmy, look. Kitty. It's a swell picture, but the way we're going to do it...
Just a minute.
Yeah, what's...
Well, just a minute, Mr. Cantor. You can't do it at all.
I can't. Wait a minute. Who are you?
I am an official for Columbia Broadcasting, and I have to okay everything on your program.
Oh, it's starting already. I finally found the program.
Now for instance, that joke about three men on a horse, you'll have to cut that out.
Cut it out?
Yes, you can't call Jack Renard a horse. It isn't nice.
Well, maybe you're right, mister.
Well, I'm glad you realize that.
It wouldn't be fair to the other horses, I know.
You'll have to cut that out. Don't you like Renard?
Nobody likes him more than I do. I love Renard. I love every acre of him.
All right, go ahead with the program. I'll stand right here. Now remember, anything that's no good, I'll have to cut out.
Jimmy, I think I'm going to have trouble with him.
Well, go on with the picture.
Look, when this picture was produced by the Warner Brothers...
You'll have to cut out Warner Brothers.
Why?
You can't mention the name of any motion picture company. No free advertising.
I don't see why you should make a Paramount issue of it.
You can't say Paramount.
I can't say Paramount? Why not? After all, my program is a universal feature.
Well, I know all about that. Hey, wait a minute. Universal is a picture company, too.
Well, why should we mention the picture companies? They use radio people.
They do?
Sure. We're all United Artists.
Now, you said it again. Now, you must cut it out.
All right. In that case, if I can't mention it, I'll sing.
No, well, a song. That's different.
Jack, play me Columbia, the MGM of the ocean. Jimmy, I sneaked in two of them that time.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Say, you're a bit of a wise guy. Pretty cunning, aren't you?
Cunning? I'm not only cunning, but I'm up to date. In fact, I've heard people refer to me as a 20th century fox.
Oh, what's the use? I can do no cunning here.
Yeah. Renard, what's happening to you?
My appendix. It hurts me.
Come here, Renard. Mister, are you looking for something to cut?
That's right.
Take Renard in the next room and get to work on his appendix, will you please? Go ahead. Boy, he starts cutting out his appendix. It'll keep him busy for a month.
Well, Eddie, we got rid of him. Now we can start the program.
Okay, Jimmy, now let's go. This is going to be hot stuff. I say to you...
Pardon me, Mayor Cantor.
What is it?
I'm Secretary to Mayor LaGuardia of New York.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Well, the mayor is giving a banquet tonight, and it's going to be the biggest testimonial ever in the city of New York. Thousands of people will be there.
You hear that, Jimmy? What an honor. Oh, Mr. Secretary, I'd love to go, but I've got a program and...
Oh, he doesn't want you to go.
No?
No. We're short about 200 chairs, and the mayor wants you to send some over.
I see. The mayor expects me to go out looking for chairs? Doesn't he know I'm broadcasting tonight?
That's just it. He figures when you're broadcasting, there must be plenty of empty chairs.
Get out of here, will you? Get out of here. How do you like that? Alf, how do you like that, Jimmy? I finally found last week's program, and I still can't do it.
Now, don't get excited, Eddie. We can do it right now. It's nice and quiet.
Yeah, I know. It's nice and quiet. Nice and quiet, eh?
What is that, Eddie? An explosion?
No, he's just operating on Renard's appendix, you see.
Operating?
Yeah, he couldn't get anywhere cutting, so he had to blast.
Say, Eddie, the Columbia official is working on Renard's appendix?
Yeah, with him at just a sideline, you see.
Mayor Cantor.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want?
Boy, am I happy you found your program.
Oh, that's different. You see, Jimmy, you're a real radio fan.
Last week when you didn't do a program, was my business terrible.
What are you, a Texaco dealer?
No, I own the drugstore across the street.
Yeah.
And when you get through with a broadcast, do I sell aspirin? Yeah.
Get out of here! Jimmy, the next guy that interrupts me, I'm going to punch him right in the nose.
Excuse me, Mayor Cantor.
Excuse you. Take that.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie.
Yeah, shut up, Jimmy. I'll murder this guy. Take that.
Oh,
Eddie.
Eddie. Oh, Eddie.
Well, no, I'm going to give it up again.
Oh, Eddie.
That takes care of him. Now, Jimmy, what did you want to tell me?
I just wanted to tell you that the man you were hitting is the vice president of the Texaco Company.
I'm not well. Jimmy, am I in a jam? Listen, Mr. Vice President. I apologize. Look at your hair. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
You should be. Now, Cantor, this has gone far enough. Last week you didn't do a program, and tonight you still haven't done anything. Unless you can get the situation under control, we shall be forced to replace you.
What are you talking about? You mean replace me?
Yes. We'll go out and get another boy in a week.
He's going to get a boy in a week. I couldn't get one in 20 years. I'm dying to show you the program I owe you, the program of last Sunday night. It's not that I'm lazy, they're driving me crazy, they won't let me start the thing right. But the mayor gives thanks for one thing, these verses you send me to sing. Oh, they stole all the jewelry from Miss Gypsy Rosalie, a Broadway artiste of renown. But I know of one man who'd have fun being the gunman.
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town. Now Winchell the writer gets brighter and brighter. He gets all his news underground from some guy, it appears, with big eyes and big ears.
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town. Janeiro, our Roosevelt's the hero. In history, his speech will go down. The people adore him, but who wrote the speech for him?
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town. Hooray! Hooray! Hallelujah! I got through a whole song and nobody interrupted me. Now I can get started and do the whole program.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie, but it looks like I'll have to interrupt you.
You of all people.
Eddie, here's a gentleman who has something very important to say concerning the automobile industry. You know, they deserve a lot of credit.
They certainly do. They're the only ones who haven't interrupted me yet. Yeah.
Automobile manufacturers went ahead during the lean depression years, improving cars and adding to the comfort and safety of motorists. Today, their courage and foresight rewards us with finer cars and them with new sales records. A splendid example of the resourcefulness of American industry.
And likewise, Texaco engineers have worked hand in hand with car manufacturers. They have responded to the call for a lightning action gasoline. In developing the improved Fire Chief, Texaco produced a gasoline with the lightning action demanded by modern high-speed motors. Fire Chief was made for use in fire engines. It delivers all the power and drive necessary for double-quick starts. And because it is full-powered, it is economical to use in any car. Buy it at no extra price wherever you see the Texaco Star. Here is the overture Jack Renard was to have played last week. A musical salute to Fred Astaire. Thank you.
horses died down. I locked all the doors. No one can get in. Now we can get started.
That's right. Let's get started.
Park your car. Carcass, what are you doing here?
Hello, Eddie Cranberries.
Cranberries? Cranberries, you goose? You mean canter. Cranberries is a sauce.
Well, what sauce for the goose is sauce for the canter.
Oh, go. Look, park your carcass. Last week we lost the script on account of you. Tonight we can't get started with a program on account of you. And if it keeps up this way, people will stop listening in.
That'll be on account of you.
Yep, quiet, will you please? My hand. And on account of you, I almost missed my Thanksgiving dinner. I invited you to my house, and you didn't show up, and we only had Jack Renard for dinner.
Did he taste good?
Yep. What makes you think we cooked Jack Renard?
Well, you roast him every Sunday. Yep.
Look, you haven't told me why you didn't come to my house.
Well, I couldn't make it because I ate in my house.
Yeah?
Boy, did we have plenty to eat.
You did, huh?
Here, I brought you some of the turkey.
Some of the turkey? Why, this is an egg.
Well, if you sit on it long enough, it'll be a turkey.
Yep. Hey, here, let me go. Go on, I don't believe you even had a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Is that so? We got him alive from Hollywood.
Wait a minute. A Hollywood turkey?
Yeah, all day long he went around hollering, Gable, Gable, Gable. You know,
what?
You know, the whole turkey was like the moving pictures?
I don't understand. A turkey like the movies? How? In what way?
Well, when they first cooked the turkey and they brought him in, they hollered, come and get it.
Yeah?
When then the people rushed to the dining room, it looked like the charge of the light brigade.
Yeah, tell me, what part of the turkey did you get?
The last of the Mohicans.
Why didn't you come over to my house after you had dinner? You know, Parky, we had loads of fun.
Yeah, but not like us.
Yeah?
After dinner, we was playing all kinds of games.
Yep.
We had one game there. It's called Pushing the Crooner.
Puss in the crooner?
Yeah.
In the crooner? You mean puss in the corner?
No, a fella get up and sang like a crooner, so we shocked him in the puss. But the cutest thing was my little nephew.
Yeah?
When he recited about Thanksgiving.
Wait a minute. Your little nephew recited? Look, do you remember what he recited?
Yeah, he said, 30 days he's got the month of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But not October, which got 28.
Yes.
All the rest got 46 except London. He only got 2.
Boy, that is cute. How old is your little nephew?
42.
Well, it's very bright for a 42-year-old kid, I suppose. By the time he's 58, he'll be able to spell cat.
Go on, he could spell that when he was 39.
Yep.
But you know, he's smart.
Yep.
Smart kid. He was telling us all about why is the reason we celebrate Thanksgiving.
All right, tell me, why do we celebrate Thanksgiving?
Because it comes out on a holiday.
Yep. No. Look. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated over 300 years ago by the pilgrims.
Boy, I wish I was a pilgrim.
Yeah, why?
Because after working with you for years, I could make a little progress.
Yeah. Pilgrim progress. Look, you're so dumb, you couldn't even spell pilgrim.
That's easy. Pilgrim is G-R-I-M, pilgrim.
Yeah, that's grim. I don't see the pill.
Well, look in the mirror.
Yep. Go make it.
You know, I know all about the pilgrims.
Yeah? I'll find out if you know your history. Did you ever hear of John Smith, the man who fell in love with an Indian princess?
Yeah, I know all about that. You know that Indian princess was my great-great-grandmother?
Go away. What was her name?
Pocahontas.
No. Not Pocahontas. You mean Pocahontas.
No, it used to be Pocahontas, but she changed the name to Pocahontas.
Why?
Well, how could you put in a history book Pocahontas on Plymouth Rock?
Go away! Like that guy, butting in just when I was getting started.
Now, Eddie, keep your temper. Who do you think is outside right now?
Another interruption.
Yes, but a pleasant one. Bobby Bree.
Bring him in! Well. Well, the program can wait.
Hello, Daddy.
Bobby, what are you doing here?
Well, I just came in from San Francisco. I heard you were in trouble. Someone told me you lost your script.
Bobby, I lost my script last week. Oh, but it's great to feel that you want to help me. Come here, son. You know, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Daddy.
Golly, I'm happy. But tell me, who did you miss most of all?
You.
And who else did you miss?
You.
No. I mean besides me. Who did you miss?
You.
Oh, I see. All right, I'll bring that you in. Come here, Deanna. This means you. Come on in, Deanna.
Bobby.
Hello, Deanna.
Well, I think I'll take a walk. It'll do your kids a lot of good, I know.
Deanna, I must tell you about the new Golden Gate Bridge, a federal project. Is he gone?
Yes, Bobby.
Gee, I missed you, Deanna.
I missed you, too. Did you mean all those X's you put in your letters?
Well, to tell you the truth, my sister can't type very well, and she put X's over her mistakes. But if I think they mean what you think, I mean every one of the X's.
I'm glad, Bobby.
You know, Deanna, a man has to think of his future. A career isn't everything. What's a career without love?
Well, it isn't very important without love.
You're a very sensible woman, Deanna.
Bobby, what are you driving at? What are you trying to tell me?
Just listen. Sweetheart, let's grow old together. Love like ours never die. Hand in hand in fair and stormy weather. Come, just you and I.
Something really cute. Listen to me sing From Coast to Coast. Renard, will you have the boys play the verse?
Just a minute, Eddie.
Jimmy.
Don't play anything, Renard.
What are you saying?
I'm sorry, Eddie, but my wife is outside and she insists on dancing. I promised her.
So what? So I keep promising Ida fur coat each winter. So what?
So what?
So what? So I get it for... This has nothing to do with you. Tell her to come back next week.
Eddie, if my wife doesn't dance tonight, I can't go home.
Jimmy, if I don't do a program tonight, you've got no home.
Oh, Eddie, listen.
Listen to me. Betty Jane is not going to dance tonight. Now, be a man. Go on out and tell her.
Well, here comes Betty Jane now.
Oh, well.
You'd better tell her.
All right, you bet I will. Now, Betty Jane, you
Eddie,
just...
Eddie. Baby.
Yeah?
I haven't kissed you all day.
Oh. Oh. Betty, I don't see why Jimmy objects to your dancing. I don't know. Will you do a little dance, honey?
Okay. Can I use that dancing mat over there?
Yes, Betty. And while you're dancing, Jimmy and I can go through that dramatic scene from last week's program.
But, Eddie, I never had a chance to rehearse it.
Well, Betty Jane is dancing softly, and we can rehearse it right now. You're the warden, and I'm a young boy going to the electric chair. Here's the script.
Okay.
Say, warden, tell me, what did the governor say?
Mike, I'm afraid there's no hope.
You couldn't do a thing?
You know I tried my best.
Thanks, warden. I know you did. Give this locket... to my mother, and give this letter to my brother.
Goodbye, Spike. This is your last mile.
I'm not afraid. I'm going with a smile.
Is there anything else, Spike? What have you got to say?
Crime doesn't pay, Warden. Crime doesn't pay.
Hey.
Some sketch.
Some rehearsal.
The program is going from bad to worse.
Come on, Spike, through that little green door. Once you go in, you come out no more. Goodbye, Spike. You're on the spot.
Yeah, the night is cold, but the seat is hot.
What?
Hot.
Hot what?
Hot squat.
What's the last request that you want to make in life?
Warden Wallington, I want to dance with your wife. I couldn't get this song in all night. Have the piano player start with me. I'll sneak it right in. Go ahead. I love you has been said in so many ways. It's hard to find something new. Still, I tried and I managed to coin a phrase in praise of you. It's my ambition to audition for a swell radio host, just to tell you I love you. From coast to coast, it's not the money in it, honey, that I keep thinking of most. It's the chance to romance you. From coast to coast, sometimes I start pour out my heart in writing. But through a mic, the words sound more exciting. So if I get work on the network, honey, I'll sing you a toast. When I broadcast, I love you. From coast to coast, as any fellow can sell his jello. But the thing I like to do most is to sneak in while he's speaking and say I love you from coast to coast. I'd give a tenner to Joe Penner. I'd even drink Coca malt with my coat if he let me tell you I love you. From coast to coast, if my sponsor says, look here, my fine romancer. Love may be swell, but it's gas we sell, I'll answer. You know there's no gas like Texaco gas. For fire chief, I don't have to vote. So I can broadcast, I love you, love you, love you. From coast to
one thing that...
Say, Eddie Stanton.
Park your carcass. Are you here again?
Yeah, when are you going to start tonight's pogrom?
Pogrom? Pogrom? You mean program. A pogrom is what kills people.
Well, that's what you're doing.
Quiet, will you please? Park your carcass. Will you go away from me? Don't you understand? If I don't do a program this week, I didn't do one last week, it's liable to cost me my job.
Don't worry, kid. I could help you.
How?
I got influenza.
You got influenza? You mean influenza, huh? Why, one policeman would frighten you to death.
Is that so? A policeman came up to me this morning. I was speeding in my car.
Yeah?
I laughed in his face.
Yeah? What happened?
He gave me a ticket.
Yep. How fast were you going in your car?
I got it up to 65.
You got up to 65 and you laughed in the policeman's face?
Yeah, because he don't know the new law.
What new law?
I was reading in the paper that when you reach 65, the government takes care of you.
No way! Ladies and gentlemen, please forgive me for not having done a program these last 2 weeks. You see, the interruptions that I've had here, I want you to feel that I'm most anxious to make good. You've been awfully sweet, and you've been most tolerant with me. And these Texaco
People have been awfully nice. I want you, the first opportunity that you get, to go into the nearest Texaco station and fill up with fire children.
I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to stay. Will be my delight to sing again, bring again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Sunday with.
Along the nation's highways and on the city streets, in all our 48 states, you will see the Texaco Red Star with the green T marking the service stations where you are always sure of getting uniform, high-quality Texaco products. In all, there are 45,000 Texaco dealers, specially selected men, men of character with a reputation in their neighborhood for fair dealing and neat, orderly, well-run service stations. Whether you are a regular customer or a tourist on the road, you will find them equally courteous, efficient, and anxious to please. During the past year, this nationwide organization of Texaco dealers has served many more thousands of motorists than ever before in their history. Let me take this opportunity of thanking you for them.
Gentlemen, I want to take this opportunity of thanking Jack Renard for coming down here all the way from Boston. Came here on a plane, had to pay excess baggage. And tonight we return to Boston to play the finish of our engagement there at Keith's Theater Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And you've been so lovely. Here's a kiss. Share this amongst you.
Eddie Cantor and his Texaco show will be back with you next Sunday night. We hope you will have a program. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
P.M. BULOVA Boulevard Watch Time, WABC, New York.